Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. It's a great day of worship today at the Heart of God Baptist Church. We just praise God from whom all blessings flow. And we're glad to be back on the air. We have been out of town and I've been going to several homegoing services. So we've been Really thanking God for his grace and his mercy that allowed us to get back on schedule, and just grateful to be able to say thank you to all of our very fine listeners who continue to listen in every week and go through the archives and continue to keep us in your prayers. I had a good family reunion last weekend, and with that, there were several family members who went home to be with the Lord, passed on, and transitioned out of this life. And we were involved with that ministry. And we're just glad that God has given us the strength to be able to get through those type of situations. A lot of new babies being born, a lot of older folks passing on. So, you know, life cycle continues, and we just had to be ready for how life sends us different things down the road. So we're just glad to be able to get through that and back on the air tonight. And what are we talking about? Going back to school. Back to school. I know a lot of the young people that I know, they're kind of cringing a little bit. They're talking about, oh, my goodness, I'm going back to school. And my son, he's a senior this year, so he's going to be going to his last year school, so high school. So we're excited for him. My daughter, she's going to be continuing with her second year of college. So my wife and them went out this evening and did the back to school shopping. We thank the Maryland state government. Today they had a tax free day, so that was good that be able to purchase some things without having to pay state taxes. So back to school, it's a lot. And, you know, it's one of the things we want to talk about is most of the time from, we would say, kindergarten or preschool, you don't begin to realize, you know, how important education is for ourselves and our children. But if you would just take an inventory, if you have a son or a daughter, like, for instance, my son going into his senior year, the amount of time that has been spent, that has been invested in getting them properly educated, it's a lot. To think of possibly starting preschool or pre-K at 3 years old, and then matriculating all the way through to high school. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of years that they're involved getting kids to a place where they're ready to go to the next level as far as going to school, as far as college, or they're going to trade school or whatever they're going to. But based upon, you know, finishing the minimum of high school and now ready to turn, you know, 18 to be able to work full-time or, like I said, full-time students or part-time and work or part-time school. But they're got to an age where now they're beginning to get to a point where they're ready to start learning how to take care of themselves. So a lot of time has been spent in school. I mean, you figure, you know, you got 12 grades of school, and then if you went to kindergarten and if you went to preschool, you know, that's another 2 years. So you figure 14 years of a person's life to the point where they get to high school and graduate high school has been spent learning. And, you know, that's a lot of back school. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of resource that takes to educating our children. And when you think about it, it's almost, I guess it would be nine months out of the year for those, you know, 14 years that you're dealing with these children, trying to get them to a point where they can be productive citizens in society. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot from the parent. It takes a lot from the teachers. It takes a lot from students to be able to work with them all these years. And we just take our hats off to everyone, every parent, every student, every educator who's involved with that process. And it is a process. You know, I look at my son now, he's going to be 17 in December, and he'll be graduating next May. And, you know, just to look at the time that it took to get him, get his sister through pre-K and kindergarten and 12 grades of school to this point where now they're in college or making decisions or where they want to go. It is no small task, and it's very important for us to realize that getting back to school and getting back to school, starting off on the right foot, will actually help that student during the year. You have to have them in a place where, you know, they have tools necessary, all the tools that they need to be successful as far as calculators or with pens, pencils, whatever, you know, electronics they use to be able to master the courses that are being given to them. And then a connection with, you know, the school, connection with the teachers, connection with administration to help take out some of the drama that goes along with a young person that's trying to mature. And that's what I share with parents is like this child, they might look like they're at an older age or more advanced, but they may not have matured enough psychologically, mentally, to be able to handle a lot of things on their own. So you really have to kind of guide the children as they're going back to school to make sure they get a good footing, to make sure that they're understanding the routines again. I know toward the end of the year they got the routine down, but going into new year, new grade, or whether you're transitioning from, you know, like I said, kindergarten, preschool to, you know, first, you know, through sixth grade or middle school or high school, you know, you have to allow them to get their footing, allow them to get into their routine, and build the structure that's going to allow them to be successful during the school year. And this is something that has to go, we have to go through every year. I mean, it's a challenge, but we have to make sure we go through it every year because ultimately we want our children to be successful. And the main reason we want them to be successful is because these are our future generation. These are the people that are going to be running our country in the next several years. And so we have to make sure we invest time and resources in them to make sure that they are getting what they need. And a lot of it starts with going back to school. I know they've had an exciting summer. Some of them have worked. Some of them have gone to school. Some of them have done various different things. And some of them have had challenges over the summer. And so you come back with a group of people that have gone through a variety, a spectrum of different experiences over the summer. And to try to get all of those people back in place, and teachers, administrators, and parents back together and get them up and get them running and get them back on one accord is it's a huge challenge. And then to run that organization for 9 months and it's something that really needs to get off on the right foot. So in addition to getting with the parents, getting with the students, we need to make sure that we get with the school to make sure that if they're in need of something, they have additional resources that the parents can come and provide additional resources, whether it's time, whether it's volunteering, whether it's supplies, whether it's expertise, anything. All of those things help to help the school system run best for our children. And so, getting back to school, getting that thing kicked off is really, really important. It makes a difference how you start. If you start well, then you can finish well. But if you start poorly, a lot of times you will struggle to try to finish well. So that's what we want to do when we're going back to school with our kids. We want to get them every resource. We're going to get all our teachers, administration, everybody, parents on the right page. I know a lot of times people are coming off vacation and they're going to head right back into school. That is really a difficult thing to just go from one room to the next room with no preparation or turn the light on or turn the light off. It makes it difficult on everyone. So there needs to be some preparation and some planning there when you're going back to school because, again, if you start well, you can finish well. But if you start poorly, it takes some time to get away, to get back, get your feet under you to be able to finish. Next thing you know, you're in the middle to end of September, and you really haven't got back into the routine. And so we're just encouraging everyone to take that time, out of your busy schedule, just to try to start well, in this back-to-school thing, just try to take it and make it a priority, even though you might be coming back from vacation or someone might be coming from over grandmom's house or coming up from where they spent the summer or, wherever or whatever you're doing. But you need to just take a little bit of time and organize that thing, prioritize it, and for about the next month, make sure that you get the routine down, particularly with the syllabus and what books need to be read and how homework is structured and how teachers, what they're looking for, or numbers and homerooms and all of those things are usually the biggest challenge during the first days of school, first weeks of school. And so you need to focus on those and allow your children to get settled in and so that they can focus in on learning the subjects at hand. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We're talking about back to school. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you. somebody, somebody like you, yeah. Somebody like you, yeah. Oh, have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody, somebody like you? Yeah, yeah. Somebody like you.
Sure that we are making sure that our children are getting the proper nutrition and making sure that they're getting not only nutrition but also the proper rest. And, you know, getting rest is something that everybody is different at, and everybody has different sleep patterns. Everyone has different energy levels, and you have to learn, you know, for yourself and for your student, for your child, when is the best time for them to study, when is the best time for them to rest, best time for them to environment to get, you know, up in the morning, you know, what needs to be done in the evening to prepare them for the morning. We have to learn all those things, because those nutrition, rest habits, they play a very important part with how well our student, our children are going to learn. And so when getting back to school, I know sometimes in the summertime, we used to like to stay up, you know, all the time, but hours in the night. And, you know, getting back to school, we'd have to cut back on those hours that we would stay up at night. And so that was one of the things that we had to learn, is when we were going back to school, is we had to begin to start having reasonable bedtime hours, you know, and, you know, particularly when you go back to school and, you know, you get in the bed, and we had to be in the bed like 8 o'clock, and it's like it's still daylight, almost daylight outside, and other people are outside playing in the street and everything, and we're like, wow, what are we doing in the bed? Everybody else is still out there having fun, but we were getting our proper rest, we were getting our proper nutrition, and we were focused when we went to school. And, you know, it seems like something small, but children, you know, they might look older, they might be maturing, but if you go back to when they were little babies, if a baby is tired, he's going to cry, he's going to be cranky. If a baby needs something to eat, he's going to cry, he's going to be cranky. And so same thing with these kids in high school. If they don't eat, get the proper to eat, they're going to be cranky. Not be crying out loud, but they're going to be cranky. If they don't get the proper rest, they're going to be cranky. And it's not going to be a cry as far as a little baby cry, but it'll be a cry as far as them acting out, cutting up, not being able to sit still, irritating the teacher, irritating everybody else, because they're sleepy and they don't have the proper nutrition. And so, you know, it can snowball to, you know, disrespect, saying the wrong thing, getting put out to class, getting sent to detention, getting teased by other students, and then, you know, get into physical confrontation, getting suspended, then getting put out of school, and it all snowballs because they didn't have the proper nutrition and they didn't get a proper rest. And, you know, it sounds simple, but those are things that can happen and can snowball if those simple things aren't taken care of. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, making sure they can start off on a good note. If you start off on a good note, you can end on a good note. But if you start off on a bad note, it will take you longer to get to the place where you're ending on a good note. And so proper nutrition, proper rest is a very important thing for our students, our children, when they go back to school, to know that you really need to find out what is going to power them as far as nutrition. You know, something that's not going to be too heavy, but something that's going to be able to allow them to focus in the classroom. It's going to, you know, be in their stomach, and that they won't be irritable or disagreeable or whatever it is when people get hungry. But that particular physical part will be taken care of. So we have to find out what they can eat. You know, sometimes people eat stuff that they're allergic to. Sometimes people eat stuff that doesn't agree with them. Sometimes people drink something that doesn't agree with them, or you have to go to the bathroom all the time. And so you can't be going to the bathroom all the time and just can't be irritable all the time. So we have to find something in our children's diet that's going to fuel them with a proper amount of nutrition, but not have any adverse side effects so that they're not focusing on the food, not focusing on the side effects of the food, but the food is there and it's powering them, and that they're able to focus in on learning. And then, you know, it takes some time to figure it out. But we know our children, you know, certain kids, and, you know, when we were growing up, my kids were growing up, they were lactose intolerant, so there are certain things we had to do with their milk, and we could give them certain things. But it became a routine, and we knew what to give them in the morning. We knew how to feed them. We knew how to power them. We knew how to give them the nutrition that they needed so they could focus in, that that physical part of their day was taken care of. Same thing with lunch, whether you're buying lunch, whether you're sending them, you know, lunch is provided. However, you need to make sure, you know, during the week, you know, what's going to be for lunch. You know, plan it out. Make sure it's going to be something that's not going to, you know, cause them to, you know, get tired or have any adverse effects, but to be a meal that's going to carry them for the rest of the day, rest of the school day, and that it's going to allow them to focus in on what they need to do or on learning and not, again, on the nutrition part or being hungry or if I had too much or what I eat, I had side effects. Which distracts from the class, which get in confrontation with the teacher, will get them sent out of class, will get them in a place where other kids tease them, and will get to the place where it could be a confrontation where you could be expelled from school, and so forth and so on. These things can compound if you're not rested, if you're not, you know, nutrition, if you're not eating the right thing, then these things can compound and make the learning experience not as successful as it should be. And so as parents go back to school, as parents send our students back to school, we need to focus in on those small things that can become big things as far as nutrition, as far as rest. Make sure that they're getting them on a regular basis and that this is not something that they have to worry about on a daily basis. And you'd be surprised of a student that's well rested, that has partaken of good nutrition, of how much more stable, how much more agreeable, and how much more they can learn in that type of environment. It's critical for us to do that. And as parents, we need to play our role in making sure they get that. And then one of the things that we have to understand is we have to understand the mood swings and the ups and the downs that our children have, and we have to communicate to them to recognize the signs of when these things are happening to them. We have to let them know, you know, for real, you know, when this happens, this is the way you behave, and we have to learn to make sure that we're not misbehaving in a learning environment because it's not fair. To themselves, not fair to their students and fellow students, not fair to the teachers that are trying to teach them. And so man, we have to teach them to self-correct, teach them to recognize, you know, when things are bothering them, when things are a little out of the norm, how to, you know, have self-restraint, how to have understanding what's going on and how to deal with it. And we see those things in our children. We see them in our children. We just have to encourage them and talk to them and to make sure they understand what's acceptable, what's not acceptable as far as in the classroom environment, and to understand that, you know, there will be peer pressure. There will be people that will come to school not to learn, but come to school to laugh, joke, and get a, you know, be the class clown or whatever they desire, but their main focus, our children should be instructed, their focus is to go and to learn, get educated, enjoy, you know, different activities, electives, and again, fellowship with, you know, their classmates. But if it's going to distract or detract from their getting their education, then they will be wasting their time. They won't be going to school for the right reason. And every year you see kids drop out, you see kids go through and not, you know, make the grades because they don't start off right, they don't pay attention to their resting, they don't pay attention to their nutrition, they don't understand how to self-correct, and pretty much they spend a lot of time, you know, going to school and really not accomplishing what they have the purpose that they're there for. And so as parents and guardians, we need to emphasize and focus in on what we are supposed to be there for. And, you know, yes, you can enjoy, you know, classmates and friendships, things like that. But at the end of the school year, you want to have accomplished, you know, what your curriculum and your teachers and you, your goals that you had set out for that particular year. And so you have to sit down, you have to talk to your children, you have to, you know, be very blunt, very bold a lot of times. And because sometimes they just don't know, they don't have a clue, and you have to clue them in and what they're there for. They're not just there to, you know, get along with their friends and, you know, text and, you know, hang out and those things. Those things are fine to a point. But your goal and your curriculum and what you have set out to do is the most important, so you can advance to the next grade, to the next level, with the proper grade average that will help you to be successful, not only in high school, but also in college, and also in your whatever career you endeavor to do. So, you know, those two things, those three things are very important that we can focus in on going back to school. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about physical education and making sure that we're physically fit. So we're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to be right back. But if you want to be a part of this conversation, we're talking about back to school, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
They're there to learn and to accomplish their goals and move to the next level. And that being in school and having fun with your friends and the different events and sports and different things is awesome. It's part of experiences growing up. But again, at the end of the school year, you want to accomplish your goals, mastered your curriculum, and understand yourself some more and begin to mature into the person that God would have you to be, that your parents would have you to be, that your community needs you to be in order to be productive citizens in our community. And it all starts with those 9 months of school that you go through for about 12 or 14 years. And it's very important, and as parents and guardians, we need to reiterate and to let our children know how important it is during these school age years for them to master their curriculum every year leading up until their graduation. And it's very important for them to do that. And we just have to stay with them, stay on them, and continue to encourage them to do that. Because it's difficult to go from being a little tired, getting potty drained, to being a young woman, a young man, with looking like a full woman or looking like a full grown man, but still trying to find your way and still being a little immature to guide them and to instruct them as they mature. And every one of us had to go through it, and they'll go through it too, and they will be successful with the right guidance. One of the things that we want to talk about during this segment is the physical fitness. There's an epidemic in the United States with young people becoming obese at an early age because of diet and lack of physical activity, and I know that many of us are football fanatics, and the NFL has come up with a slogan and a program called Play 60, where students, young people are encouraged every day to just play for about 6 minutes to get the proper exercise they need and to do it every day. And, a lot of times we, as parents and guardians, we can always tell, our children and our students what to do, but somewhere along the line, we have to lead by example. Uh-oh, everybody got quiet then. And so I believe we were requiring or suggesting that our children play 60, to combat the instances of obesity, which can lead to all kinds of diseases, illnesses. That we should get involved in this Play 60, and we should play 60 with them also. And during the school year, my son and I, we make regular trips to the gym. We try to do it 3 or 4 times a week, but that's part of the Play 60. We get there and we work out or whatever for about an hour. But the thing is if we want them to be involved and to show them how important it is that we need to, as parents or guardians, family members, make sure that we are setting an example or encouraging them to understand that, yes, we believe it's important. It's important for you, but it's also important for us. So one of the challenges that we have going into this school year is making sure that not only are we get the proper rest, we get the proper nutrition, but we're also getting the proper physical challenges, physical fitness that is required to get through the school year. And like I said, being obese or being out of shape and overweight can affect how our students perceive themselves as far as self-confidence, or as far as the energy level that they have to make it through a day, as far as peer pressure, as far as people speaking or talking to them about being out of shape or whatever it is. People that are overweight or have more instances of being bullied, those type of things come into play. And so it's important that not just because of those mental, psychological issues as far as obesity or being tired or being out of shape, but also for the physical aspect, as far as having the energy level to be able to make it through the full day without, you know, feeling sluggish and, you know, like you have to lay down and take a nap or go to sleep. And that was one of the things as a kindergartner, you know, we used to go to school half a day and we used to get a chance to put our little mat down and take a nap. And my wife, she teaches preschool. And, you know, the little ones at a certain point in the day, they just wore out. And so they have to go down for a nap for about an hour and, you know, to get up and they're refreshed. And so, you know, that's the type of thing that you know, we need to make sure that our children are physically fit, that they get the proper rest, that they get the proper nutrition. So at the middle of school day, that they're not ready to you know, pull out the blanket or the mat and take a nap, you know, in you know, the third, fourth, fifth, up to the 12th grade, you know, or even in college. So all of those things play important roles, and we just had to learn how to do them a little bit at a time to make it a part of our routine. Because if you don't do it, you're going to have less than desired results. If you do it, you can learn how to carry this on, not only in school, but over into your profession, your career, and into your life, and then pass it on to your children and the next generation. But we've got to get to the point where we start looking at this obesity thing. We start looking at the instances of obesity and the different types of illness that it causes, diseases that is prompted on it. We got to look into the nutrition, that everything that, you know, looks good and tastes good isn't good for us. And begin to start educating ourselves. And again, going back to the rest part, the nutrition part, the physical fitness part, we as parents, you know, it's kind of hypocritical if we're not getting the proper rest, if we're not eating the proper thing, we're telling them to eat the proper thing, and we're eating the stuff that's not good for us. And then, again, with the physical fitness part, we're telling them to be physically fit and we're not physically fit, then it becomes a thing of hypocrisy, a thing of almost a joke in your family when you're telling them to do X, Y, and Z and you're doing A, B, and C. And, you know, you're telling them to get the proper rest and you're dead tired. You're telling them to eat the proper thing and you're eating fried and greasy. You're telling them to stay physically fit and you can't even do one push-up. I know. Not something we want to hear, but all of these things are going back to school. Back to school, we have to set the example. We have to help each other. Like I said, my son and I, we help each other. You know, sometimes I don't feel like going, and he'll encourage me, and sometimes he doesn't feel like going, and I'll encourage him. You know, so kind of partner up with your children to do these right things. Because sometimes when you're trying to do it by yourself, it gets a little rough. So we have to partner up with, you know, our spouses, with our children to know, okay, this is what we're going to do to go back to school and start on the right foot. These are the things that we're going to do. And to encourage each other to do them. And because if one person begins to slow down and stop doing it, it's hard to get motivated back to doing it again. So that's why you need someone come alongside you to say, hey, let's kick this thing going, and then know that your turn's coming, because they'll hit a wall or get to a point where they're not able to do it, and then we have to, you know, jumpstart them. But, you know, we got to get into this thing where we're doing those things, because the only way that we're going to enjoy, you know, the rest of our life is get properly educated to learn what, you know, our curriculum is leading toward, you know, what our career is, and you have to learn and get educated as far as our nutrition, as far as our physical fitness. All of these things play a part in, you know, we have to learn how to do them the whole 9 months of the school year. You know, take the summer off and you can let your hair down a little bit and not be as rigid during the summer. But during that whole 9 months that you're going to school, you need to, you know, stick to the program. There's enough holidays and breaks, you know, that are built into the school year. But for the majority of that time, we need to stay on the grind, stay on the the straight path, because school year go by fast, and next thing you know, you're behind. You're not where you want to be in your curriculum. Your physical health, your nutrition is not good, and you know all these things that you're saying. Wow, I wish I had started this and kept this up, you know, starting in August or September or whatever your school year starts. But going back to school, you have to plan it. You have to stick with your plan. You have to know what your goals are. You have to know where you want to be at, you know, certain points of the school year. And at the end of the year, you gotta know that. And it's very important that we understand that these years in school will dictate how we will be able to enjoy, you know, the rest of our lives. All right, we're going to take one more break before we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting the routine of doing the assignments before time or on time. But we'll be right back. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Schedule organizing and getting to the point where you're prepared in advance so that when the situation comes that you are not scrambling, trying to do it at the last minute, but you have already looked at the syllabus, you've already looked at the curriculum, you've already understood what the goal is, and that you have already began to start to work toward finishing the syllabus, finishing the curriculum, and accomplishing the goals. And so you have to see what your end point is, what you want end result to be, and you have to work toward that ending result. And sometimes our students, our children, they lose focus on that. And so as parents and teachers and guardians, we have to continue to put the end goal result before them, and to instruct them to work toward it. But if you organize and you get yourself to the point where you know if you have a certain amount of books to read, certain amount of papers, particularly in college, you have a syllabus, you have a curriculum, you know there's certain amount of papers you're going to have, certain amount of books you're going to have, certain, you know, the way different professors or instructors operate. And it's just best to not to wait to the last minute, but to make sure that you're working, you know, before the pace or along with the pace of the class so you don't get left behind. One of the most difficult thing is in education is to try to catch up. And when you get behind, people are moving forward, and now you're trying to keep up with what they're saying, but can't keep up because you haven't learned what has previously been taught. And so if we learn to organize and get ourselves to the point where we're beforehand, or at least up to speed with what they're doing, but never get behind, and that brings discouragement, that brings disappointment, and that discouragement and disappointment can lead to people that want to drop out, you want to drop classes, drop out of school, and I've seen people go all the way to the 12th grade and get discouraged for whatever reason, for not falling behind in their classes, and drop out of school. And you know, for various reasons, to come all those years and get to the last year or two and drop out is just, it's heartbreaking. And it has a devastating effect on their potential to earn, their potential to get jobs, increases their instances of getting in trouble with the law, getting trouble with drugs. But if you prepare and start learning how to prepare parents, start learning how to organize with them, with your student, your children, parents, what will happen is that will continue over from grade to grade. And then what will happen is they can focus in on mastering the subjects, mastering the curriculum, because their organizational skills become second nature. They know once they get the teacher, they know once they get the curriculum, they know what to get the syllabus, once they get when it's supposed to be done, and they begin to immediately start working toward that. What happens is they begin to get that type of structured organization skills so that now their minds are free to learn and to apply techniques and skills that I need to complete the class. But as long as they are still trying to scramble and organize and find a pen, paper, or book, or whatever, and you know, that type of drama or chaos, then they're not freed up to focus in on learning and accomplishing their goals. And so teaching organizational skills to our children, to our students early on is important, all the way, like I said, through college, through, you know, undergrad, through grad school, even through, you know, corporate America. You can learn those skills. What will happen is that will keep you above the average person that doesn't take the time to organize, get themselves organized so they can focus on it, the issue at hand. And when you don't have to worry about that, it's sort of like the athlete that he learns the basics so well that come game time, he's just responding, he's just reacting, he's not trying to think it through, but, you know, his body goes in certain directions and moves in a certain way because he's trained himself to do that. So in game time, he's just responding. He's just reading the quarterback or reading the defense and just responding. His physical body is just responding, and because he's already organized and trained his body to do what it needs to do. And so in that vein is what we need to do with our children, with our students, is to get them trained, get them in place where they're organized, where they can go in, they can master the subjects, they can master curriculums, they can reach their goals, they can be focused in on learning, and, you know, they can start back to school, and school can be a great experience for them. A lot of times, school is not a great experience for kids because they don't learn to master the techniques in order to be successful, and don't have the proper nutrition, don't have the proper physical education or the physical structure, don't have the proper rest, and all of those things combined together can lead to a frustrating experience for our children at school. So we hope some of this stuff helps you tonight. I know it's a lot. I know a lot of people are dread going back to school. People probably on their way home from vacation. They'll say, oh, my gosh, school starts tomorrow. Oh, my gosh, it starts next week. Or it may have already started for you, but it's here. It's here. And we got to get through another one. But we just hope something was said that was will tickle your thought or give you some inspiration, encouragement to keep doing what you're doing, to do something different, better. And we just encourage all of our students, our children, as they go back to school, to get the proper rest, get the proper nutrition, get the proper exercise, learn how to self-correct, and also learn the organizational tools that will help you to be able to focus in on what's being taught, to be able to reach your goals for this year, and that you will be successful, not only in this grade, but to the grades to come, and also in whatever careers, whatever your endeavors may be, as you matriculate or go through from grade to grade and accomplish your goals. And this will help you to live the abundant life that God has called you to live and called for you to live. And we're excited about it. Want everyone to do well. You know, there's going to be challenges along the way, but you know, with the proper preparation, I'm sure that we can get through them. Not always going to be easy, but we can get through them and continue to have a successful school year. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, we thank everyone for tuning in. Wish everyone well going back to school. All right, now that you have the resources, we need you to get connected. Good night, everyone.